Today is International Volunteers Day, and well, you might not be surprised by this, but a 2017 Global Gallup poll found that 85% of us hate our jobs. I want to know why. Why do you hate your job? But more importantly, what are you going to do about it? How are you going to make yourself feel more fulfilled? Well, one expert thinks that volunteering might be a way to get out of that rut. Her name's Lauren Kress. She's the CEO of Changemakers and joins us now. G'day, Lauren.
Hi, Stephen. How are you going?
Pretty well. Oh, well, I'm okay because I actually love my job, but I'm in the minority, you believe.
Well, it's not just me. This is a worldwide survey of full-time employees. And yeah, so about 15% of us are actually engaged with the work that we do. So you're one of the lucky ones.
Okay. So why do we know why this is?
Yeah, look, we think it's for a few reasons. Research shows that our job satisfaction is highly correlated with sort of predictors of well-being or happiness, if you will. So things like engagement and meaning specifically are really, really important for job satisfaction. So what's happening for a lot of us is we're just not being challenged in the work that we're doing. So it is that kind of another day, another dollar, sort of just task-oriented work. We're not being challenged by our employers to really, sort of work in a way where we can engage our minds and learn things. Even 15 years into a job, we're still learning things. That's not really happening for a lot of us.
Okay, so we're talking about this today because it's International Volunteers Day, but you're not suggesting that we all quit our jobs and become volunteers. How does volunteering help us alleviate the problem, so to speak?
No, so volunteering is great for a number of reasons. So we know that when we give some time up for the good of others, it actually increases our serotonin levels, which is a chemical in our brain, which sort of gives us that lovey-dovey kind of feeling, you know. So that's one thing. The other thing is with volunteering, it's sort of, we're stepping outside of our comfort zone a little bit. But it's sort of in a way where we can test the water. We're not, you know, committing to a whole new career path. We're just sort of, you know, shaking things up a little bit for ourselves. So volunteering is great on a number of levels because it's good for our mental health, but it's also good just in terms of forming new relationships and learning new skills.
So it can get you out of the rut, so to speak, but maybe also give you an insight into what a more meaningful path may be had you decided to change jobs.
Exactly. So okay. What happens for a lot of us is like our brains are sort of wired so that we get used to the status quo, right? So if everything's sort of normal, we're not really paying that much attention to, you know, things feel okay. So we're kind of happy-ish. But the problem is that we can get into these ruts as well. So by stepping outside of our comfort zone a little bit, doing something a little bit differently, our brain's going, oh, okay, this is interesting. And also learning that, oh, maybe this can be something new and rewarding for me as well. So by just doing something a little bit different, helping out, you know, our communities and also learning, you know, more about ourselves, we're really actually getting quite a lot out of that.
Lauren, I'm picturing a lot of people out there listening to us tonight saying, well, yeah, that's all well and good, but where do I find the time to do this?
Yeah. It is a tricky one. I think, you know, this is a big problem for us in modern society. Like a lot of us are working overtime in Australia. A lot of us are, you know, checking our emails at 9, 10 o'clock at night. If we prioritise this and we think about it as a way to discover ourselves and we actually, you know, look at what we're doing in our lives, we probably can find the time. A lot of us are spending still a lot of time watching TV, a lot of time on social media every day. So if this becomes something that we think, hang on a second, you know, this is something I want to try out, chances are there is time. We just need to think about it a little bit.
And no better day to start thinking about it than today.
Exactly. I think it's such a great opportunity to just take pause and think, you know, what is it that I would love to get involved in? How could I maybe help, you know, my community a little bit more, help my fellow human being and just see how it feels.
Lauren, good to speak to you this evening.
Likewise, Stephen. Thank you very much.
That's Lauren Kress, the CEO of the Changemakers. Well, are you going to make a change? Today's International Volunteering Day. Do you think that volunteering would break you out of that rut? But more importantly, I want to know, why do you hate your job? Tell me. 13 27 10 is the number.